saw a lot. Got them rocks, diamond rocks with the pot. Short size, 1600, that's the block. Hit your girl, that's check free. She ain't used to text me, now she won't caress me. She keep trying to...
Allô, c'est Vieux Farka Touré, vous écoutez WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
Brooklyn Vegan runs down the lineup for the 2023 edition of 24-Hour Drone, set for May 27th through 28th at Basilica Hudson in Hudson. The annual event has been on hold in person since 2019 because of the COVID-19 pandemic. This year, the show is back in person, with Yuka C. Honda of Cybone Matto, Wolf Eyes, Liturgy, Sarah Hines, Laura Ortman, and others performing at the event, which each year is webcast at WGXC.org and broadcast on 90.7 FM. The Basilica Hudson website has all the details about the 24-hour drone show May 27th and 28th at Basilica Hudson and will air on WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Afraid of the grave, the resurrection has taken my place, and when he calls my name, nothing has the power to make me stay. Every chain is broken, prison walls have fallen, God has come alive in me, destiny is over. God's already spoken, once was bound, but now I'm free. Out of darkness and into the light, no more weeping, I'm back in the fight. Goodbye, sorrow didn't come to stay, he called my
Well, blessed Sunday morning to all you Brightside listeners and visitors. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm here with Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and our audio engineer extraordinaire. How you doing, my brother?
Everything is well. I'm enjoying the day and getting ready for another great show.
And we believe it will be so. This is The Bright Side, where we come with the music for the message that touches the heart, the mind, and the soul. And you just heard Lazarus by Miss Miranda Curtis. After this, we have seven songs back to back, 29 minutes of uninterrupted music. He Lives, Church of the City, featuring Chris McCarney. Come By Here, Mr. Donnell Williams, featuring Erica Brown. I Believe, Bishop Marvin Sapp. When We Pray, Brother Torrin Wells. Great Is Thy Faithfulness, Charles Butler and Trinity, featuring Leah Clark Leach and Jannard Carpenter. Faith That Can Conquer Anything by Miss Kelly Price. I Will Rejoice, Mr. William Murphy, featuring Nicole Binion. And then, beloved, after that, I will be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Don't risen, he is risen, he's alive.
Everybody clap.
Come on, get on your feet.
Of the simple fact, it seems like the devil is hitting you with everything that he can possibly throw at you. But you need to understand something, beloved. You need to remember that the only reason why you're in that position now is because God had ordered your steps. And the only reason why the devil is hitting you like he's hitting you is because he has literally peeked into your future. And he sees what God's about to bring you into. That's why you can't depend on nothing but the word of God. Your word is true.
Broken, beaten down and feeling hopeless. Wonder if it's gonna always be this way. Who will speak up for the captive? Show some love and heal a past that binds the wounds we think will never go away. But what if we could be a people on our knees as one before?
Rising, I see hope on the horizon as a generation stepping out of faith. Because we will be a people on our knees as one before the King. 'Cause we believe.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim of Overcomer Ministries, and I'm here to let you know, yes, there is a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere that's right here with me on WGXC.
Expects the incredible, receives the impossible. Faith that can conquer anything. Faith that uproots my problem. To know God can solve them. Faith to vision my freedom. I have faith that can conquer be glad. Come on, Nicole.
If you are part of the Bright Side family, you already know I read my Christian inspirational devotionals every day. I read them to fine-tune my own hearing and listening for the Lord. And I'm actually recording this message on Friday, April 21st. And this morning's inspirational devotional ministry was titled Your Specific Calling. I really wanted to share this with you in hopes that it would encourage you or perhaps motivate you or even convict you. In a moment, you'll understand why. One thing about Inspiration Ministries devotionals that I don't like is that they don't give you the author's name, so I have to present this as from an author unknown. But in this devotional, Your Specific Calling, the author starts by introducing us to a man named David Sterling, who was born in Scotland 108 years ago, in 1915. He is described as a man who had abundant talent, but failed at everything he tried. Mr. Sterling flunked out of college. He flunked out of art school in Paris. He flunked at becoming an architect. He even tried to climb Mount Everest, and he failed at that. He joined the military at the start of World War II, but was described as a nightmare recruit. One reason being he often went off to drink and gamble. He's described as a generally uncooperative and man who ignored instructions. But the author tells us, one day, suddenly, everything seemed to gel for Mr. Sterling. He developed ideas for commando-style warfare that was rejected at first as being impractical, but ultimately were seen as innovative. His ideas led to the founding of the Special Air Service, and his leadership helped him earn the award of being a man of distinction. Everything fell into place suddenly in his life. Life had meaning. He became focused. He found his purpose. He knew where he fit. Reading this story about Mr. David Sterling, it reminded me of my own life and the life of many people. You know, there are some people who things just seem to fall into place. It just seems to fit. Things just seem to go well for them and work together. They go to school and they may finish or may even drop out. But they get on a path. They get a place to live, a job. They start a family. They stay their course throughout their lives. And we look at them as people who are steady and stable and successful. They may even become creatives or innovators and volunteers and, you know, prominent in their communities. They found their purpose in their lifestyles and they live stable, steady lives. But then there are people more like Mr. Sterling, more like myself, more like some of you, appear to flounder in life. Everything they undertake seemed to be a struggle. Some would even call them failures. They might even call themselves failures. But reading the Word of God over many years, I have learned that in Christ there are no failures, that God specializes in taking a mess and making it a miracle. The greatest encourager is God himself. In this way, he explains to Prophet Isaiah and through him to us that God can take anything and make something good. In Isaiah, he says, "Come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they will be white as snow." And in the prophet Jeremiah's writing in the 18th chapter, we read that he sent Jeremiah to a potter's house to give him an illustration in real time. And Jeremiah says that he watched the potter as he worked on this vase and how it became marred and really was not taking the shape and the form that the potter started out for it to be. But the potter didn't just throw it away. He didn't just discard it. He just decided to make something different, something new. Beloved, we have to be cautious about how quickly we might judge people or condemn people or write people off, or even how we might write our own selves off, because there truly is no failures in God. God can take our tragedies and turn them into triumphs, our mess and make it a message. He can take our problems and turn them into praises. All of us have a call from God. That's why we're here. There's something that God had in mind when he brought us into this planet. And sometimes, because life gives us some bumps and gives us some struggles, people will give up. Or people who don't understand will write us off. Tell us we messed up and we're never going to be anything. Tell us that we failed or we're even failures. But time and time again in the Word of God, we find that in Christ there are no failures. In the New Testament, we read the story about Peter, and he messed up a few times. One time, Jesus was laying out his mission, and Peter said, "Oh, I'm not going to let that happen." And Jesus had to rebuke the spirit that was in Peter that made him miss God's message and Jesus' mission. He said, "Get thee behind me, Satan, because you, after the things of man, you're not thinking about the things of God." He told him, "But I'm praying for you. And when you get strengthened, you're going to convert many brethren." Another time, Peter was going on doing what he do. And Jesus said, "Peter, the cock is going to crow three times and you're going to deny me." And Peter said, "Oh, God, I'll never deny you. I'm going to follow you even to death." But the day wasn't even over. The new day hadn't even come before the cock crowed three times and Peter denied him. And he ran away in tears crying. But that same Peter, though he kept failing Jesus, turned out to be the first pope of the church, the universal church, the true living church of God, started by Jesus. In fact, Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So, beloved, you know that God has got you here for purpose. You may not know what it is yet, but there's something inside of you that lets you know that there's something that I'm here to do. It doesn't matter if you've tried and failed at this, that, the other thing, or even tried the same thing over and over again. Remember Abraham Lincoln? He tried and ran for office several times and lost, but he didn't give up. Or Thomas Edison, he tried with the light bulb and many other inventions, but he didn't give up. So I stand by my mantra. I stand by my message. Don't quit in the dip. You have a specific calling, and God has brought you here and asked that you would follow it. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and speaking to you, fulfill your calling. There's no better joy in Jesus.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a in the goodness of God. Hey! 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes, you have.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Well, beloved, it's just been wonderful to share with you once more again, and we hope that you will have a wonderful week. Want to just been recognize that April is Fair Housing Month, and the City of Hudson and the County Housing Advisory Board will be celebrating a poster contest for Fair Housing Month this week. I want to shout out to the first, second, and third place winners. Our Fair Housing Officers, Mr. Bill Fisher of Columbia County and Ms. Teresa Joining of the City of Hudson, and all of our Housing Advisory Board members and our Chairman, Dominic Moranti. Also, I want you to be mindful that Backpack International will be hosting their fundraiser on Saturday, April 29th at the Youth Club. You can go to Backpack International for more information. I want you to remember never to forget that God loves you. I don't care how great a day, how dark the sky, there is a bright side somewhere. The sun is still here. The sun is still shining. Don't quit in the dip. And to all you April birthdays, I just want to say happy birthday. May your next revolution around the sun be among your very best ones. This is Pastor Kim, and I'm out.
Yeah. ever give up. And there's no way he could let you down.